I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Wednesday, hump day. Halfway through the week, it's a hot one. Remember, don't run all your major appliances between 2 and 9. Save on electricity.
Right.
Don't want anyone losing power. And now it's time for Disneyland. That's all I have to say about the weather. You can go to Disney with Vinny.
That's right.
Oh, it's a dream come true. I mean, as if Disneyland wasn't awesome enough, now you get to see Vinny on the teacup ride.
We're going
to
have a good time. We're going to fly down together and hang out, and I'll actually broadcast from Disney.
Yeah, you'll still be on the show. Experience Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy, Vinny.
You're
a fine girl.
Not that I don't love this song, because I do. It's a great song.
Crank it up.
But yes. Brandy. No, I mean, I really love it. I love that you play it a lot and repeat it over and over.
It's worth it.
So I went and checked the album as I was looking at iTunes, and I went, hey, there's like 12 songs on this soundtrack.
This is the one, though.
But Surrender by Cheap Trick is on that sound.
But don't give yourself away.
Come on.
You're a fine, such a fine girl. Anyway.
Such a fine girl.
Look at Yuzi.
I love it.
Anyway, this song has nothing to do with the Disney trip.
No, it does. It's part of the Guardians
of
the Galaxy
thing.
We gotta
do that for karaoke. I'm gonna start a list.
Yeah, start a list. Get a list going. And the brandy love.
You're gonna sing that there?
Me and Sarah could do it together.
Okay, we'll do it together.
I can't sing any song alone. It just won't happen.
Yeah, you
all right.
Can.
You're good with Desperado.
I'll do this one.
Play Desperado.
No.
Oh, Desperado's good. She laughs like her pants.
Despacito.
We like your fallback, which is pull your skirt up.
Yep.
That's always fun.
I'm going to make sure and wear pants.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
So I don't get tempted.
Pool party. You're going to have Vincent on our show.
Duh.
No.
Louder.
No. What was I writing down? Brandy. Stop!
For so long.
Keep going.
Hey, back to Disney.
Yeah. Aren't you taking phone calls?
No, he's waiting until we finish. Mm-hmm. So you can ride the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
All right.
And we will take...
Oh,
caller number 97. We can't get through anything on this show. It just is not happening.
Well, today especially. It's all
right. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You'll get a four-pack of two-day park tickets, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, which is you fly with Vinny to Disneyland Resort July 23rd, airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay. We're doing this again at noon and at 5, 9, noon and 5. Those are your chances to get qualified. Call now. 800-400-3697 for Disney.
Baba Wayne.
The number you would call for... What? After all that, you're singing?
The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Such a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Oh.
I know, I was all Vinny, you
I know,
know.
We're all like, Brandy? Is it Brandy? Come on, Vinny, you gotta karaoke this one.
I'm not gonna do that.
It'd be so good. It'd be like a dream come true for me. Don't you want to make my dreams come true, Vinny? Come on.
I don't. I'm not going to sing this song at the show. Anyway, time for texts. Your contributions to the show are brought to you by All Natural Stone. Don't tell me my job,
best.
Woman.
You're the best, man. You are the best.
Around. Your contributions to the show are brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and... Let me say the and first. Jeez.
Can we get the and for you?
What is going on around here?
Hump day.
Hump day.
We are a disaster.
It's hump day.
707 says, "Bi woman here. Had multiple threesomes, both successful and awful."
Oh.
"Happy to give you all the deets."
Great.
All right. Come to the secret show.
Come to the secret. Call Yuzi.
916 says, "To be fair to Hooman, Chris Kelly is not the majority owner. The majority owner is a bleeping idiot and doesn't know how to run an NBA team. Or at least he didn't." Hooman, has Chris Kelly ever commented on the other owner of the Kings and called him a bleeping idiot?
The guy's not a bleeping idiot. He's a genius. He's just, you know, figuring things out.
Who is he?
His name is Vivek. He's an Indian guy.
Oh, I've heard that name before.
I think his last name is pronounced Ranadiv or Ranadive.
Ranadiv.
You buddies with him?
I'm not
the I've met him a couple times. He's super friendly, super nice. Like I said, he's doing what he can right now. You got to get the players, and they got a great stadium.
We're in the process of building.
Step by step,
the building process.
Baby steps.
We're going to make it happen. Next year for sure. Right, woman.
Right.
You know it.
Yuzi, I hear there's a new study that devil's three ways cure hot flashes.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. I'll get right on that.
I bet you will.
Get right between that.
972 says, "Did Yuzi get the job?"
Oh, yeah, Yuzi. How'd your interview go the other day?
Yeah, I guess I didn't get it.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Well, maybe you just haven't heard yet.
True.
Fingers crossed.
650 says, "Well, that was Hooman's last straw for me. Go Kings? You are dead to me, Hooman."
Dude, the Warriors are not, they're pretty unstoppable right now. So I don't know. And my investor is part owner of the Kings. I'm loyal to my investor.
My investor?
In his movie, All of They Made 12 Years Ago?
Yeah, my investor.
Not your friend.
My friend, my investor, all of the above.
How is Chris these days?
It's good.
Good. Throwing any more lavish parties at his house or anything?
He's got something coming up for all the companies he's invested in.
Oh, you gonna
Meadowood.
Go? You going to it?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
What's Meadowood?
Ding, ding. Shame. Pre-shame.
I'm not even going to answer that. I don't even know what I'm getting shamed for.
We're shaming the...
You're shaming yourself?
No, that you mentioned Meadowood. We know that must be something.
Well, I'm not going to say what it is.
Napa Valley's luxurious.
Because he doesn't know.
Shame Resort. Shame Musette.
I didn't say the name. I just read it.
Can I please get a birthday shout out to Morgan Brace? I met her in college at Chico!
Chico!
Happy birthday, Morgan Brace. Thanks for listening.
His side of the story reads like this, says 408. You know, the secret show we're going to do? His side of the story reads like this. You don't like it? Leave. Does it?
It doesn't, but it's funny. It's interesting. Secret show today. Around noon, it gets posted at RadioAlice.com.
516 is no help. I love Brandy. Keep playing it.
Okay, we will.
All right.
That's just what we need. More poking.
Yeah.
Poke us with a stick, why don't we?
Someone be on Vinny's side for once. Enough with the Brandy.
Well, I'm just saying the album has other songs, including Surrender by Cheap Trick.
Still, that one's just not as fun. We can all get behind, though. We need ones that we can't all get behind. There needs to be tension. Works out better that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah.
Crank the tension up a little bit?
Well, the more awkward things are, the more interesting they are, you know?
Okay.
I think you're well aware of that. You don't need me to tell you that, Vin.
I think most of the bit is missing people, and they don't need explanation. They just want to hear Cheap Trick surrender.
No, they don't. They don't care. They want to hear Brandy.
I went to the taping of a sex show at the Armory years ago. It was incredible.
Oh. I saw some video from one of the chick wrestling matches, and it was downright rapey.
Except they both agreed to wrestle.
They did, but like the things that would happen to them when they were normally you'd just be held down by the other person, and they were just like doing all kinds of stuff to them. I was like, oh my God.
What was this?
Yeah, it was like a wrestling, I think Hooman mm-hmm. showed it to me.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent me some videos on Facebook.
Oh, maybe I showed it to you. It was a few years back.
Ding, ding.
But it was these two chicks, and they're all like, you know, doing the wrestling, and but they didn't have like pants on, and so whenever they would get the other person and hold it, like, I hope the camera wasn't on me on that one, because they'd brutalize each other.
Really?
They invade.
And a little of this going on, like it was
twist.
Everything was
they tune
like
in.
It was all yeah,
the radio,
but yes. Like hard, like they hated the radio.
They ripped the knobs off.
Yeah,
large knobs there.
Good size knobs, you know.
Was that Brent.com?
No, it was my friend named Brent.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to shame Brent.
It's actually kind of awkward looking because everybody's just sitting around, just watching it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
And like bad stuff's happening. I was like, oh my God, I'd be like traumatized after that.
Yes, see. I recently started taking black cohosh for my hot flashes. I was told it would take a month to start noticing a difference, but it's made a difference already.
Oh.
Totally recommend it. I bet that's a strain of weed. You know what's been fun about pot is
sounds like it.
You notice everyone's like, oh, I have anxiety. I take pot. Oh, my back. I take pot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know what cured my problems with
glaucoma?
Name it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And people are like, yeah, I had to get a pot license and I am cured.
You know what's crazy is that some of them are telling the truth.
I understand
you know,
that.
It's actually, you know, if it didn't also get you high, people would have had no problem with it. It's like a miracle cure for some
people.
But
pot for anxiety, please.
Well, I know. To me, pot always brings on anxiety. But I was talking to my friend at a dispensary, and they were saying, no, there's like full-on blended, like anti-anxiety.
Oh, really?
Strains of it, like anti-paranoia, supposedly. So if I ever try it again, that's
I'm not
the kind
prone
I would go
to
for.
Paranoia, but for sure, if you're all high and it's, you know, it was illegal, I'd be like, did you hear that? I think the cops are coming.
I know.
Dad, run, everybody, run!
It actually made me like super just crazy. I mean it's been years really since I really smoked pot,
and then later you find out it's just Billy or whoever and you're like, oh boy, we
yeah,
just went through all that
friend.
We hid the pot, we
right, and now they want us to get it back out because they're here to enjoy it with us, and by enjoy I mean get all freaked out. Yeah, they seem to have it dialed now. All these formulas and stuff.
That's neat.
People,
good.
People take it to go to sleep with edibles and stuff.
Well, if I ever need it, it'll be nice to know that it's legal.
Well, you can't have it, Benny, because you have problems with things.
Well, maybe a doctor can administer it.
Maybe. You can find them online.
Any excuse. God, I'm so pathetic. 925 says, I want to date Hooman even harder with that shirt he's wearing today.
Oh. He actually put his jacket on over it. He must have gotten chilly.
Oh.
Didn't want his headlights on, you know.
Well, it's a lot of temptation to put into the camera.
Mm-hmm. He's driving our viewers wild.
Sarah, I loved all our wrong todays. Thanks for the recommendation. Have you read Dominion Trilogy by Joe Hart?
No, I have not.
Just finished the first book, The Last Girl, and loved it.
Oh, Dominion, huh?
Dominion Trilogy.
Give me that when you're done. I'll put it
on. Oh,
put it
the
in
person
my
I saw that Botox was Tina Fey.
Oh,
no face
really?
Movement. None.
Oh, that's interesting.
Locked.
She seems like a person who wouldn't.
Well, don't a lot of comedians, don't they all make you think they'd be over it? And yet they aren't even close to over it.
Right.
They all do it.
She did a funny bit on Amy Schumer, that show Amy Schumer has where Amy's jogging through the park and she comes upon a table of ladies. And I want to say it's like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm. Is Amy Poehler in there?
Maybe. But they're basically celebrating Julia Louis-Dreyfus's last effable day in Hollywood because they're all, you know, getting older. And it's her last day of, you know, now that she's 50 or whatever it is, she's
no longer useful on screen as right. a person who of desire.
Right.
Oh.
It was a funny,
how did they?
It was a funny.
How
bit.
Did they say goodbye to her last bleepable day?
I can't remember.
Well, she's 56.
Oh, good. Well, maybe it was 55 that she was the last affable day.
Body Heat. Speaking of 4 and 5, says Body Heat was Kathleen Turner's first film when she was smoking hot.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't think I ever saw that movie, but I remember that being a big deal at the time. This is that's written, screen written by the same guy who has screen written the new Han Solo spinoff, like origin story for the Star Wars franchise, and that guy just looks like he got the directors fired, and it's a whole thing going on. And that movie's coming out, I think, less than a year from now. It's already, they've done a lot of the shooting.
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
You will love every page of Ready Player One. It's so great.
Oh, my God. I was so sad when that book was over. just an 80s delight.
707
it's a good
says,
story.
Sorry, I never really go to your website. I watch live streaming more. You go to our website right now.
Yeah, just please click a
get over there.
Clack. Please. We're begging you.
RadioAlice.com.
You have no idea how much easier our lives are when you click our website.
How did Vinny's lady and Isla like the Jelly Belly Factory yesterday? Saw adorable pics online. They loved it. Mm-hmm. She loved it. And she came home with her face painted. Mm. And they had a nice tour. And I think it was triple digits out there. But, you know.
Where is that? Fairfield?
Well worth
or
it.
Or Vacaville?
Fairfield. Is, yeah. I think that's right.
It's pretty blazing out there. Stay cool, Fairfield.
People are requesting a picture of the brooch.
Oh, the brooch. We should have a picture of the brooch, Hooman. Why didn't we take a picture of the brooch?
I don't know.
Boy, us old people. We never realize how important things are until we haven't posted them on social media.
Well, today's National Selfie Day, by the way.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Is it really?
Yeah. I just posted a selfie.
Did you?
Oh, did you?
And then just in here, nothing special.
Can you post some of those selfies that might get you fired?
No.
You have a lot of people requesting those.
Then I'd really have to start looking for a job.
I don't think they will. I just think you're being ridiculous. Oh, that's cute. Like
what?
The picture of you. I'm saying it's cute.
Can I post this? Should I post that selfie?
Yes,
no.
Do it. Oh, my God, it's great.
What is it?
I just took a selfie. It's
do it. Post
freaking
it.
Horrible.
And it's got Alice all in the background.
It's awful. I'm posting it.
Yep,
perfect.
Post it.
It's on my Clarky Clark. But follow all of us, by the way. If you just follow Radio Alice 973, you know, you're not getting the full story. We're great. Oh,
Sarah,
God. I don't know if I can post
did
this,
you watch?
Man.
You can. You look fantastic.
The gums are just obnoxious.
Oh, please. Sarah, did you watch the season finale of Handmaid's Tale yet?
No, I haven't, so please don't.
It came out on Hulu last night. It's so good.
I have not yet watched it.
Sarah, thanks for sharing the story of the NFL player. We take for granted that people are still suffering living here in the Bay Area. I didn't expect to hear it from you this morning. Bravo. Brava.
Thank you. Yeah, I loved that. Happy selfie day. Hashtag, oh God.
650 says, when can mom bod be a thing? Because I'm rocking one.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really? Because no one wants to bone you, huh? Please.
Don't worry. Guys will bang anything. John tells me all the time. Don't worry how you look in those jeans. You could still get laid. I'm tagging all you guys.
Oh, super.
I know. I know how you love that.
Yeah, I just post pictures. I'm completely doing it wrong. I just post them.
Well, at least you're putting stuff up there.
Oh, here it is. Hooman, no more undershirts as actual shirts. Getting a glimpse of the nipple on the looking glass.
Oh, the nipple's hot. It makes you uncomfortable because you're so aroused by it.
Is that what it was?
Must be it.
I do have your mom over every Sunday. Sorry, it was just an easy mom joke.
Our listeners are so clever.
That's enough of that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and Say goodbye after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, Alice has it going on. There's all kinds of contests running all day long. You got Coldplay in Paris. That's coming up at 11.
That's a nice prize, but what you really want, you want to go to Disneyland with me.
Yeah. If I had to choose, that is the one I'd pick.
I wish you were coming.
I wish I was, too. There was a chance I was going to get to come, and then all of a sudden, that got the rug got yanked out from underneath me.
but it'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to everyone joining us.
Do a good
us.
Job. We got to steal this one away from Jane.
Well,
I mean, come on, Vinny.
It's this one today. Alani tomorrow.
We need to hijack the whole Disney franchise away from her.
Don't
I don't like that. She's been spoiled far too long.
Don't worry. Just remember, everyone, when you hear me interviewing the guy from the sandwich shop there at Disney, there's a reason.
Yeah. And it's because we want more trips to Disney. All right? So quit being so judgy about it. Your next chance at Disney with Vinny is coming up at noon. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you on Thursday.
That's totally true.
Oh, and the secret show. We're going to do a secret show right now. So around noon, you'll find that at RadioAlice.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.